Welcome to a special episode of the Doghouse. The Doghouse, we're not here episode.
That's right. We're not here today.
Because of something happened and we couldn't make it into the studio.
Zombie apocalypse. World froze over from global warming.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of a super volcano in Yellowstone.
We had a better offer.
None of us could afford the gas to drive in.
Yeah. And Warren, was there a reason why we're not here that you haven't mentioned?
I'm just not here.
He's just not here.
Warren actually had to show up to work today.
Right. So this is a show we put in the can in case something were to occur.
Something
like
bad.
The end of time. So, in which case, they wouldn't be hearing it anyway, but...
Like, the whole internet crashed, and then you don't get to hear it anyway.
That's right, so... But anyway, we're recording this show just to cover our butts. This is what we do in the wintertime. It's so nice in the warm weather, we never have to worry about this.
We do this for you, our fans.
Oh, not me personally.
No. Yeah, no, we don't do nothing.
We don't do nothing for our fans either, though.
Yeah, we don't like anybody.
We show up every week. That's what we do.
That's true.
I'm dying. And if you didn't catch on by this, I am dying.
And right. And since we don't know when this is going to play, he may be dead already.
That's actually a valid point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's a good chance if you're hearing this, it's because the other two guys are at my wake.
Yeah. So this is a little different Doghouse than you've been used to, but maybe you'll be used to it by the time you hear this, because you may not hear this episode for a month or two.
That's what happens when you record something way in advance.
Right, you don't know.
Right, a lot could change.
Right. I mean, for all we know, it's actually possible Donald Trump could be the next president.
That's right.
Nobody would believe that.
Or they may never hear it at all.
never hear it at all.
If we're lucky, they'll never hear this at all.
Well, if they're lucky, yeah.
We'll find out.
This could be our greatest episode ever, and we'll have to play it.
That's true. We might just take a day off.
I don't have high expectations because I don't.
Well, it's something new. We're doing something completely different, so it's kind of hard to have high expectations. But you know something? When we follow routine is when it gets stale. It gets stale. So the fact this isn't routine, it ought to be interesting. But what we will tell you, in case you hear this, I don't know, in 2 weeks and missed an episode or something, didn't know we were doing this. This is a new era of the doghouse.
It's not if it doesn't work.
If you haven't heard the very next episode we're going to do, this will maybe be a doghouse like you've never heard before.
Yeah.
So our subject matters are
right now people are doing shots. They're like, I'm not sober. I'm too sober for this. They're like, I don't care. It's Tuesday morning at 10 a.m.
So
I need a drink.
The three of us have no idea what we're going to be. The others are going to be talking about. We don't know. And we're each going to actually pose a subject matter. It doesn't have to have anything to do with motorcycles. So there you go. There's the new air in the doghouse. We're giving ourselves some flexibility because clearly what we were doing
we've played top 10 list and every recall.
And Florida's not putting out enough stories.
Florida's just not producing. If you want to be mad at somebody,
Florida, you need to step up your game.
Florida and Indonesia have dropped the ball.
Yeah, and we were dependent on that.
We kind of were.
So anyway, get prepared for something completely out of control.
Dateline, out of control.
And we'll see where it goes. And hopefully you enjoy it. We may love it. You may love it.
We may hate it. You may love it. We don't know.
And even if you love it, you won't show it.
If you don't complain about this, we're going to assume you love it. That's just the way it is.
Well, then everybody must love every one of our episodes.
They are diehard fans.
All right. Well, when we get back, we're going to let Warren, since he's overflowing with subject matters.
Ken should go first. This was his idea.
I think so, too.
Then I'll do it.
Ken goes first.
I will do it. I will go first, and we'll see where things go. That should ruin it for everybody.
That's what I'm hoping.
Do you have the cricket sound effect ready?
Not yet.
All right, folks, welcome back to a special episode of the Doghouse.
We're going to call it Doghouse in Your Can.
Doghouse in your can. There you go.
In the can. I'm sorry. In the can. Whoopsie.
I like in your can better.
In your can.
Well, you might have it on your iPod and take us anywhere.
Can we go a little off? So I learned it. You've heard of the Shocker, right?
The Shocker.
Yeah. Shocker.
That's Dane Cook, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's been around before Dane Cook.
Oh yeah, but he's
notorious for stealing people's things.
Yeah.
The Shocker.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't.
I got you, Phil.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I don't know if I can explain it on this without somebody reporting us to iTunes for corruption.
Probably not.
Here's the easy way. Two in the front, one in the back.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay. So I learned a new one this week.
Okay.
It's called the limo. One up front, five in the back.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I thought that was great. It's like, somebody's depraved.
Oh, God.
That's just...
That is sick. So, anyway, so...
Moving right along.
So, my subject...
Uh-huh.
And just so everybody knows, I'm going to give my subject out, and then the boys have to play with it.
Oh, wait. Okay. Oh, that is not in my contract.
That's not the way he said it. That's not what he told us.
You guys can do what you want with it. I don't care.
I'm going to chop it off and throw it out the window like Lorraine and Bobby.
I may have to leave the studio, but anyway, so my subject matter is, and you guys take it where you want to take it, and it's not limited. It's a sports question.
Okay.
It's not limited to a single sport, so understand that. Okay? And so my subject is drug use in sports.
Which kind of drugs? Performance enhancing or like cocaine, marijuana?
I'll leave that up to you guys. I'm just saying drug use in sports is the subject matter.
I mean, I'm actually kind of okay with it.
Okay.
Right? I don't really, you know, it's funny you should mention this because I was watching ESPN. And they had some special on, I think it might have been ESPN, the Ocho, or I don't know, one of the ESPN channels.
Right.
They were talking about, like, they said something about, like, the heydays of baseball hittings and the creatine and the this and the, mm-hmm. you know, and then they were talking about lawsuits because these guys destroyed their bodies for the sports and everything. And it's like, you know what? If you're playing pro sports, you know you're destroying your body.
Yeah, but you know, you don't know you're going to be a grown ass
man. At 20 years old, you're a grown ass man, in my opinion. At 18, you're a grown ass man.
Well, no. You keep calling them kids until they're 35.
Well, that's because they're younger than me. Anybody younger than me is a kid. Right?
But yeah, I'm not really too keen on it because of Lyle Alzado.
You know, Lyle Alzado.
Lyle, yeah. He was an Oakland Raider.
I think he's from Coralado.
Yeah.
Well, you know. But my point is now this is my and I don't know, Ken, if you and I have ever talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
My thought is this: if you get caught doing performance enhancing drugs
mm-hmm.
before you're out of college, done with your college playing,
mm-hmm.
you should be banned from sports. You should not be allowed to play pro sports. You shouldn't be allowed if you get caught in college or junior high. I mean, high school or junior high, you shouldn't be allowed to play college because I don't think a kid should be making that decision.
Right, but the parents probably are.
But you just said
18 years or older, so well, college kids.
After college, right? Well, at 18 years or older, if you want to screw your body up, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You want to run the risk of getting caught? I really don't care.
I'm sure a lot of them.
You are
I'm
caught.
Sure a lot of them do.
A lot of them still do.
Right.
Right. But at a point, you're trading. You're taking 20 years off your life playing a pro sport.
Perhaps.
Right? I mean,
perhaps.
Most of them are. And it's always been that way.
Perhaps.
There's not a lot of old athletes.
Oh, sure there are.
Yeah, there are. There's more than there are not.
Sure there are. But, and you don't know. Here's the thing. There are, you don't know. Okay, let's just talk Howie Long. He's admitted that he was a performance him, and Howie Long's doing fine.
Yeah, well,
so I mean, I think it all depends upon what
you
it
also
is
have
and what
the
level.
Alzados who,
yes.
know, died when he was 45 or something like that.
Yes,
and
that show they did on NFL Network or ESPN, whichever one it was, that did his life story, football life.
Yeah,
but what about
that's what convinced me that it wasn't.
Everybody focuses on the NFL or Major League Baseball. Okay.
Well,
those are the two that we focus on. What about other sports?
Cricket.
Yeah, performance enhanced curlers.
Oh.
Yeah, think about it. Man. This guy can sweep like nobody else.
You should see him throw the hammer.
That's right.
Well, you know, I mean, but that's the thing, right?
Adderall enhanced.
We wouldn't really, you don't really see it. I'm not saying it doesn't exist in hockey because it does.
I'm sure it does.
You don't see as much of it.
Well, how do you, what do you mean you don't see as much of it?
It's not in the public. It's not as big a sport. Basketball, the same thing.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question because I don't know the answer to this question. In hockey, are the rules the same? And the NFL is very, very strict.
I'm pretty sure. I'll be honest. I don't really know.
Yeah.
You know, I now that you're mentioning that, I can't think of any hockey player that's been busted for performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah, I can't.
There's bound to have been.
I'm sure they do the test.
I don't follow hockey.
They're not putting it out publicly, is what you're saying. If they have caught anybody, they're keeping it
quiet. We know that in motorcycle racing and mm-hmm. motocross and supercross that they test.
Yeah,
they
any place you get a competitive sports license, they do testing now. UFC. I mean, here. I was reading an article about the WWE, and I don't even consider that a sport.
Right.
Right. And there's a group of people who are suing the WWE because they're saying, well, you know, by competing in there, I got concussions. You know, you're jumping off the top rope into a table for $10 million a year, right? Mm-hmm. My give a damn's busted on that. The same with the NFL. You're getting Josh Norman or whatever the guy from the Redskins is. Mm-hmm. He's getting paid, what, $15 million a year to be a cornerback?
Yeah, something like that. And
do you think in 10 years I care if he has a concussion? His job is to go make high-impact plays.
He's living the good life,
making more money than I'll ever see.
I've had 8 to 10 concussions, and I didn't get paid that much
money. That's right, you know.
Wait a minute, we've sort of morphed off into
concussions. But I'm just saying, it's the same with drugs. It's the same with performance-enhancing drugs. You know, listen, there was a guy who was a New York Jet from my hometown. He stopped doing steroids when he couldn't get his willy up no more.
Then
he lost his job because he couldn't play as good.
I think he lost it just before that.
You think that the reason for the crackdown on performance-enhancing drugs in pro sports like football, Major League Baseball, is because they care about the players, or do you think it's because...
They care about the lawsuits.
You think it's a lawsuit thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't think it's got anything to do with what it appears to be to the fans? Like, you know...
Did anybody complain? Lyle Alzado was out there destroying people.
People have said about...
Hulk Hogan was out there dropping the big leg.
People have said that when people break records that have a history of performance-enhancing drug, and you're comparing it with somebody who played in the pre-performance-enhancing drug era, that there should be an asterisk next to their record. How do you feel about that?
You know, they can pound salt with the same people that thought Mickey Mantle having the more games to break Babe Ruth's record needed an asterisk.
Okay.
Right, I mean, at the end of the day, even the non-performance enhancing athletes of today are in way better shape than the guys who played in the 40s.
Better nutrition, better practice,
the sports technology. You know, the video film to see what they're doing wrong.
Oh yeah.
So those records are going to get broken.
You can also see the direct correlation between performance enhancing drugs and when they use them and when they're not, because of Sosa and McGuire.
Yeah, but here's something I'll say about hitting a baseball. Right, since you brought that up, I'll mm-hmm. say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part about hitting a baseball coming at you fast, and I've spoken to guys in Major League Baseball about mm-hmm. this, right? And guys who've coached people in Major League Baseball and the couple players I've actually gotten to meet.
Right.
They all say the same thing. No matter how much muscles you have on you, right? You got to be able to pick that ball up, know what it's being thrown at you,
uh-huh.
and get the bat around in time. And be able to make that decision. That's not... There's no steroid that enhances your eyes.
Okay.
Right?
It enhances your reflexes, though.
No, it doesn't. Well,
One year they both hit 50 home runs each. The next year they could barely get 20.
And it wasn't because they weren't hitting the ball. Right? It's because it wasn't going as far. Steroids repair your muscles when you rip them, when you're working out.
But there are other performance-enhancing drugs.
Right, but most of them are muscle building.
Right, but some of them are specifically tied towards muscle endurance.
Right.
Which means that somebody who plays for 9 innings, and I hate to be just tied into one thing,
yeah.
who plays for 9 innings, that his bat speed in the eighth and ninth inning
will stays be, up.
Stays up, whereas somebody else will come down from playing for, you know, for 2 hours, right?
You know, I mean, fights the lactate acid and stuff like that.
Right.
But here's what I'm saying is you still have to have the skill and the timing and the know-how to hit that ball coming at you at 90 miles an hour. And the one thing that nobody ever mentions about Sammy Sosa and what's his name, Mark McGwire and stuff, is at the time they were hitting off of pitchers who were also doing the drugs.
Sure.
No, it's Toby McGwire.
Or Toby McGwire, whoever. It doesn't matter to
Toby
me.
Toby McGwire.
Right? They were hitting off the guys who were doing the drugs on the other end. Right? So what did you really gain there? You didn't gain that much.
Well, what you get?
I don't think all of the pitchers were doing drugs.
I think more pitchers were doing steroids than hitters.
But yes, okay, that's all fine, right? I mean, these guys practice against robotic pitching machines, right? So it's not that they're learning to hit a ball that's coming at them at a certain speed and timing and get the bat around to be able to make contact with the ball, right? Those are all skills that are taught to all of them, whether you're on performance enhancing drugs or not, right? The advantage for someone like a Mark McGwire, and I think I'm glad you brought him up because he's a perfect example.
I brought him up, and why are you looking at him?
No, I took over the topic.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
But the big difference with him, with the building up of the muscles and everything, was the amount of speed and the impact at the time of the ball that he was able to accomplish by building up a lot of additional muscle.
Right. He had more power.
Right.
I mean, Jason Giambi, right?
Yes.
Was a great doubles hitter. Started doing the roids, and he became a hit. He became a home run hitter.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And I get that. I'm saying I feel like. Okay, I feel like eventually those records will fall anyways, right?
It's going to be harder now because they are testing and they are catching them and they are punishing him.
Is that
50 home runs by those two guys, is that going to hold up for 100 years because no one's doing the drugs?
Well,
training to catch up?
Phil's right. Those records are going to fall anyways because sports medicine is going to continue to get better.
Athletic conditioning is going to continue to get better.
The atmosphere is going to get thinner, so the balls will fly further.
Right. It's going to get hotter. The air is going to be more dense, and they're not going to go as far.
If you believe that. Anyway, but that's a different subject, right? But here's the thing, okay? So There are already athletes, and there's already medical groups that are specializing in tailoring a diet to an athlete that gives them all the same benefits,
right?
And actually can affect steroid production, internal steroid production, natural creatines that are in regular food.
What about blood doping? Right.
Right, exactly. Blood doping, another one.
You know, I mean, one nut himself, Lance Armstrong.
So do you think? Right. So do you think there's any sport? So you're in favor. Let them go ahead and do the drugs they want to do.
You know, they know the risks.
Right. Okay.
Right. It's like being in a non-helmet law state.
Okay.
You're riding without a helmet. You know the risk. You're playing pro football.
And,
you know the risk. Don't preach to me 10 years down the road. I didn't know I was going to get a concussion. You're running full speed at somebody trying to run your head into them.
Yeah, and Warren. And you're opposed to it.
No, I'm not opposed to it. It has to be equal for everyone. So if you're going to make it legal, fine, and you can choose to use it or not.
Right.
But if as long as it's illegal, then if you get a record while it's illegal, it shouldn't count.
Well, do you think that if you... Okay, so if it's legal, let's assume it's legal, you can use it if you want to, you don't have to use it if you don't want to, right? Then what's going to happen is that... By the way, I'll give my opinion when this is all over with. The guys that choose not to because they want to have grandchildren and see their grandchildren grow up...
Or have sex just in general.
Right. But... They decide to stay off of it, so they're now at a distinct disadvantage. Okay, it's a choice.
No, here, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that for a second.
Okay,
right?
Why?
Because I'd say the two greatest athletes that ever played football weren't on performance enhancing drugs.
Yes,
and one of them played in the 80s.
But they were also playing in a different era, right?
But they played in the 80s in the height of the steroids in the NFL. One of them did, right? I'll say one of the best baseball players in the history of baseball played through the era of steroids.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And he'll be in the Hall of Fame, except for some asshole. Damn it.
It didn't take him long.
Except for some jerk in Boston, he'll go in unanimously, and he's never done roids, or at least there's been absolutely no proof of it.
He hasn't been caught.
But you know what I'm saying? Just because there will be people that will use them, right? Just because.
Oh,
if that doesn't mean that there's not those freak athletes who don't need them.
That's right. I think you're right. I think everyone. Right?
I mean, Lawrence Taylor never even went to the gym and was the most dominant defensive player we've ever seen.
Yeah,
in the NFL.
I would say
Derek Jeter's one of the greatest hitters of all times and never been the controversy.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you're always going to have those really really special guys, but those really few. There's only a few of them.
Michael
they're
Jordan. Few and far I mean, between. Michael yeah. Jordan, Kobe Bryant. They've never been leaked to anything.
But we don't know because they didn't test during Jordan's career. They didn't test during Jordan's career.
But there's just, you know, to sit there and say, oh, hey, some of the guys now where they're testing a lot, yes. There are guys who are phenomenal athletes out there.
Sure.
Barry Sanders.
Sure.
Right? Barry Sanders could be one of the greatest of all times. We don't know. He never got caught. Right? But there's other guys. Tom Brady. Right? I don't think he's a great quarterback.
Yeah,
I
but here's the thing.
Scumbag, but.
Here's the thing. Okay, you... We
it's either equal or it's not.
We don't know how well people are cheating on the testing either, right?
That's true.
Okay? Because the teams test, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you don't think the teams cheat? I guarantee you, I can think of a couple teams that I can assure you are
maybe
cheating.
Maybe that's why there's no one in hockey getting penalized.
I mean, there's a big risk. If they do that, that's...
Well...
I mean, the team's going to get penalized.
What do you mean by the team cheats? What do you mean the team tests?
The teams test those.
No. In all the major sports, a representative from the sanctioning body comes in, and I'll tell you, in baseball and football, mm-hmm. you actually have to pull your wing weave out and do it right in front of them. Like, they stand there and watch.
Had to do that in the Army.
Warren does that all the time.
We don't tell us what you like to do.
No, okay. But you know, so it's not like, oh, the team collects a urine sample and sends in a fake.
Okay,
that was the 80s and 90s when nobody cared.
Okay, I guarantee there's cheating going on. Guarantee it. Whether it's bribing the people that are doing the testing or whatever, I guarantee there's cheating going on.
My whole thing on it is that if you're not cheating,
you're not trying.
If you get caught, then if it's illegal and you get caught, anything you've done record wise is out the window. If it's legal for everyone and you choose to use it or not, it's fine.
Okay, so
yeah, but
you guys are kind of in agreement then.
Similar, but nuancedly different.
Okay, so
now
I'm going to give you my opinion. Do you want to say something else?
Not really.
Because you guys didn't talk about it. And you really concentrated, and I was kind of hoping you would get out of this. You really concentrated primarily on major league team sports.
Well, you guys I mentioned motocross and supercross.
Okay, well, we mentioned it, but we didn't talk about it because
it's so hard to find examples of guys cheating, taking performance.
Well, forget about examples. Should they be allowed to?
Why not?
Okay, well,
if they know the risk, if you're a grown ass man and you know the risk, why not?
There are performance enhancing drugs that are not associated with risks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
There's a lot of them that are banned. And like you mentioned, creatine.
Yeah.
Creatine's a banned substance. You can't use it.
Blood doping.
Right. You can't use it.
I mean, blood doping doesn't really hurt you.
No, it doesn't.
It's just putting your own blood back in you.
Right. Exactly.
And being stupid.
But should you be able to? Number one, it's not. One of the problems I have is that the rules aren't equivalent. Right? Not all athletes follow under the same list of banned substances. Because the Major League Baseball has banned things before the NFL banned things, and vice versa. There's not a set list of
and
all.
And the Olympics has a different level.
Across all sports.
And okay. The Olympics has a different level of testing than some of these other sports.
Well, the Olympics is probably the strictest. But would you allow performance-enhancing drugs or substances in the Olympics?
No, because it's amateur.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Hasn't been for
Olympics. Hasn't been years.
Yeah, well, you know what? Now that it's not amateur, why not?
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
Right? I mean, if Michael Phelps wants to destroy his body to have 28 medals, 23 of them gold medals,
right,
and to live the good life until he dies at 45 or whatever, you know, that's a life choice.
So what's the point? What do you think the point is of banning performance-enhancing drugs for the
liberalism. Litigation.
That you think it is.
It's not litigation.
It's a combination of two things. It is. One of them is litigation.
Why would it be?
So the industry you're performing for doesn't get sued.
Why is the industry going to get sued for what you put in your own body?
Well, I was
That's
doing
a choice you
it.
Made.
You were doing to make me better.
Because what's happening? What's happening is that they're now coming out and saying, "Well, they forced me to do the drugs." I'm against the New York Giants telling JPP you have to do steroids. But if he wants to do steroids, I don't care.
Right, and I don't think any team or organization, what did
guys like Lyle Alzado and some of those guys try to do? They tried to. And the NFL, they're doing it all the time right now, is we're going to sue the league because I got a concussion. We're going to sue the league because they made me do drugs.
That's happened in baseball, that's happened in football, that's happened in all of them. Let's just focus on
the drugs. I don't want to talk about concussions because that could be a whole other subject.
Maybe that's the next subject.
It could be. but as long as the sanctioning organization, teams, and anything associated directly in the revenue produced by the sport, long as they don't provide the drugs, they don't make an expectation on the athlete for the use of drugs, they should never get sued.
That's my opinion. They had nothing to do with it.
But that's not the way it works.
I don't care how it works. Lawyers are the reason we have all these problems.
I don't care how it works, okay? That's fine. You know, until somebody goes in and you get a judge who's brave enough to say he wasn't forced to do it. It was a personal choice he made.
Sports reporters.
If he goes home at night and decides that, you know, he goes home at night and wants to smoke pot all the time and you don't test for it, are you responsible because he did that? No. It's a personal choice.
I'm with you.
There'll be some lawyer somewhere that says, well, he got his leg broken, his career ruined, and it's your fault for not testing him.
You know,
no, it's not. You're not. How can you be testing him if it's legal? What are you testing him for to see whether some
ambulance chaser lawyer will do that.
Fine.
And they'll win.
Why will they win?
Because that's just the way the juries are now.
You don't know that, okay?
You kind of do.
No, the lady got
$4 million from McDonald's
for spilling hot coffee.
Well, first of all, she got a judgment, which then got knocked all the way down to like $300,000.
But still. $300,000 because I'm an idiot.
That's stupid, but where was that? See, it depends on where you are in the country.
But here's what I'm saying. I also blame the media, right? Sports writers.
It's Ken's fault.
No, sports writers say things like, every sports writer can't accept that a generation before he was covering sports was better than now. Mm-hmm. Right, every you watch ESPN, they all want to believe that the football we see now is the best football we'll ever see. Right, it's the greatest, and the next generation will tell you that. The same with baseball, the same with hockey.
Sure,
you know, watching hockey.
It didn't exist 5 years ago.
Right, well, you know, watching hockey, they get really mad because the greatest player of all time is retired, and they can't argue it. It's mm-hmm. Gretzky.
Right,
you just can't argue it.
Right,
right, and that pisses them off.
Who?
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Go back to West Virginia. but they both. You know, the whole reason steroids and stuff became an issue in the NFL is because they felt it wasn't these self-absorbed morons that can't do. So they write about it. Mm-hmm. Felt like, oh, they armchaired it. Right. They were like, oh, well, it's not a pure record because
he's
doing drugs.
Exactly.
The general public doesn't care.
It's just these writers. That's what I think. I don't like anything nanny state-ish. Okay? Yeah,
but that's what we have.
I don't like that.
That's what we have right now.
We're not arguing the merits, okay? All I'm saying is I don't personally agree with anything that's nanny state-ish. So, my opinion, let them do whatever they want to do. Do whatever you want to do. As long as it's not breaking a basic rule of fairness in the sport, okay, like cheating on a game or
Well, that's basically what we both said. And you're agreeing with us.
I'm absolutely agreeing with you. But you're not supposed to. But I do. I do agree with you. But hey, I don't care about
Bill, wasn't he supposed not to agree with us?
I don't remember.
No, I'm so confused. That's not the rules. Okay.
There are no rules, Ken. What are you talking about?
That's exactly right. There are no rules.
I mean, I would say if it's an illegal substance, like, okay, cocaine is illegal in the U.S.,
uh-huh.
right? Well, then, yeah, you get caught doing it.
Okay, but who cares? Okay, right?
Well, that's still drugs in pro sports. Lawrence Taylor had some of the best games coked up.
Exactly. But again... Okay, that's a matter for the legal
system. That's a legal system, right?
If they want to grab Lawrence Taylor before he walked into the stadium and give him a coke test and arrest him, I'd be perfectly okay with that.
He knows exactly what purity is.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
I just don't think sports organizations should be involved with.
I don't.
trying to take care of them. And I think, as far as the media goes, who cares?
Well, they do. That's the problem.
Who the sports organizations care.
Right, because they want the positive press.
All right. Well, that's good. Then if they wanted the positive press, I don't think they care about positive press.
I mean, I thought, I had nothing wrong
Look at this past season in the NFL, which has probably had its most negative press season in my lifetime.
Well, the NFL, you know, that's probably true.
And it's self-inflicted, as much as anything else.
It's not self-inflicted. What it is by the NFL deciding they're not going to comment on what was going on, they created the controversy because there are teams.
They self-inflicted. They could easily avoid a lot
because,
of this stuff.
No, because there are teams that did speak out to the players and stop that from going on.
Well, I mean, you want to know, I could go for a long time on that because they just...
And we probably need to wrap this up.
Yeah, we probably should because I'm sure people are already boring or going, what the what are these people doing?
I was
going
to
say,
I tried to get some motorcycle stuff in there, guys. They wouldn't let
me. They're like, where's the damn doghouse? What happened to these people? I used to like this show. If you hate this new version of the show, email Warren at ntnradio.com because Ken and I will just delete it. Warren will actually take the time to read it.
And complain about it.
And then he'll send it to us, and then we'll delete it then.
There you go.
But at least one person will read it.
Send it to all of us, and we'll delete it three times.
When we get back, somebody else is going to...
I think I'll go.
You'll go?
Okay. Why not? I want to totally...
Now we know what the rules are.
There are no rules.
There are no rules.
We didn't know that when we started.
This is like, whose line is it anyways?
Pretty much.
There are no rules.
Why did he just say that to begin with?
I don't, because he's Ken. Okay. He has to overcomplicate things.
Exactly.
That's why our Facebook Live requires 14 websites, 3 porn sites, and an act of God.
Ding.
So Ken shows off with the big topic that takes like half a show, right? And then I have to go. Topic feels tiny.
That's because you are.
Yeah, I'm a small guy.
You're a little guy, yeah.
I'm a little guy, fading away into nothingness, and that's kind of where I am at. Everybody knows that I am not married, and I kind of, you know. Ken, before the show, said something about a place. He's like, Phil, if you like hot Asian girls, I went to this place. I was in there for dinner, and you should go there, right? And I knew the place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
He did, really.
Which is kind of sad, Phil.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but that's just me. You know, I'm not a big believer in settling down or something like that.
I was talking about a meaningful overnight relationship.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. That's settling down. I want to be out of there in 3-4 hours. You know? I mean, not to be a jerk. I'm sounding like a jerk. But I do peruse, you know, some of the dating websites and stuff like that.
Okay.
And my question is, who ruined Tinder, when and why?
I don't know much about Tinder.
Okay.
So I don't know how Tinder works versus how it's.
Right, so what do you?
And I've been married for 30 years.
Warren, I knew was going to have questions. So when I say Tinder, what comes to your mind? What's your thought? What have you heard?
What I've heard is it's a dating site, but primarily aimed at quickies.
Yeah, I would say cheaters. It's a cheater site.
Okay, right. That's why I signed up for Tinder many years ago. It's not anymore.
Well, wait a minute. You signed up for Tinder because you were looking for women that wanted to cheat on their husband?
No, they wouldn't cheat. It wasn't cheating. It was like hookups, right? But there were women who were cheating.
Well, there was different.
Right. It was a hookup site, like Warren said, right?
Specifically,
like,
hookups. It wasn't long term relationships.
Right. It was like, hey, Netflix and chill, right? Which
or in Ken's old age, hit it and get it.
Yeah, hit it and get it. Yeah. You know, lick it and stick it, whatever you want to call it.
All right.
Right?
But I might not even said that right.
It's not anymore.
Actually, from my era, it would have been wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Oh, that's right. Right? Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Right? And that's what it used to be. I opened up my Tinder out of just boredom being sick last week.
Yeah.
It's not anymore.
Okay.
What is it now?
Yeah.
It's not looking for hookups. Seeking decent guy to build a meaningful relationship. It's Tinder. Why are you there?
I was going to say, there are other sites for that, right?
I think it started off to be with something like that, but it quickly fell into the hookup.
Why would you do that? Why?
What? I mean, you think Tinder changed that, or people?
No, people ruined Tinder.
I don't know.
Women, I think.
I mean,
I didn't check guys.
Now, I don't know.
Wait a minute. I do, and if my wife listens to it, I don't know this personally, but maybe about 6 or 8, maybe even a year ago, that the cheating site, Ashley Madison, had this big kerfluffle about how they were using bots to fake like they were real women. So when the guys would go in there, they'd talk to these computers whose AI would spit things back at them to make them look like they were real.
I like it more already now.
Now that would be an improvement over robotic would be an improvement over.
Wait a minute. Yeah. They're making a TV show about that now too.
Yes, they are.
But anyway, so the Ashley Madison people got in all kinds of trouble and got sued because these guys thought they were talking to real women.
I thought
so
they were paying for that.
Okay, something like that.
I thought Ashley Madison got sued because that the list of the people got out.
Yeah,
and that had like congressmen and a bunch of other people on it, right?
When the list got out, that's how they found out that they weren't real people talking to them.
It was a big combo thing, and Ashley Madison was the cheater site.
Okay.
Right, that was the site. Like, I'm married and I'm trying to keep it on the down.
I kind of thought that but you're saying Tinder was a hookup site.
Tinder was just like, hey, it's Friday, it's Tuesday night, I'm bored and horny.
Okay.
Are you live close by, right? Because Tinder says so many miles away.
I don't know how this has slipped past me, but anyway, okay.
Right. Well, I'm also informing today.
Okay, there you go. It's an educational show.
Like we said, we had to go back in time.
And I haven't opened my Tinder, and I couldn't tell you how long.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's...
And did you... you came across, and with these people looking for long-term relationships, did you see many of them like that?
Like, all of them!
Really?
Like, it used to be like I don't want to know your name, let's meet and hump.
I don't have Tinder on my phone, I've never used it.
Well, I was thinking about...
Warren, it has to do with where you are, because it's geographically based.
Why do you have to say that? Why do you have to put that disclaimer out?
Because I don't know enough about it to have a good conversation,
if you had it on your phone, it would be more than just what I know about it.
I should have brought my tablet in, because I don't have it on my phone, but I have it on my tablet, right?
Okay, so...
I get a bigger picture of the women.
Maybe because it's geographic based, that's what the women in your area.
No, because
are
my
for.
Area, you can change your location, right?
Yeah, I was going to say
it's the same thing.
Yeah,
how big a radius did you include?
I think like 100 miles. Like I get ones out to like Richmond, as far away as Richmond.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I mean you're hitting the district, so
I'm hitting the district, and it's all.
You've got the district, and you've got West Virginia, so you got it covered.
Yeah, right, and it's like and it's like you're sitting there, and it's like.
So Phil,
looking for a long-term relationship.
What I'm hearing is Phil is striking out on Tinder.
No, I'm not even liking people. Like I hit their picture to see their profile, and it says not looking for hookups. And they just get you swipe right if you like them, left if you don't, and that's an automatic left.
Right.
It's like this is Tinder.
Phil's only interested in hookups.
This is Tinder, right? If I didn't want a hookup, if I'm looking for a long-term relationship, I'm going to Match.com. Christian singles, farmers only, whatever.
I want to create a dating site now where people put their stuff up there, and just so that the guy understands how much money it's going to cost him to actually hook up with a woman, that the women have to rate you in there based on how many alcoholic drinks it's going to take for them to actually hook up with you.
I'm all for that.
Right? And so she's going to cost me about $70.
I better slip in a flask.
Maybe you just need...
Hey, I like this one here. She's
going to
cost me $4.
What was that song where the guy goes, I'd buy you a drink, but I snuck mine in. Yeah. But,
you think it's...
Well, it's obviously changed since... How long has it been?
Why? Why would you ruin it?
How long has it been since you looked at it?
A couple years.
But it's not... Tinder didn't change their rules, did they?
No, it's the people... It's the women. It's the women are ruining Tinder.
Okay. Well, another...
Or, is it because they just don't want to sound like...
A whore.
That they say this and they still are looking for the...
What's happened, right? My opinion. Who knows? I think what's happened is more people are getting Tinder, So now it's like, oh, hey, I saw so-and-so on Tinder. So now you have to say that stuff like, not looking for a hookup, because now your friends can see it, right?
Oh, so you think what it is people are saying, oh, because they have a profile on
Tinder,
people are
going to
think that.
They're a whore.
That's what I just
said.
No,
I don't care what you said. I'm asking him.
He's asking
what
he said.
He's not supposed to talk about it. We're supposed to talk about it.
There are no rules.
So my point is people are ruining Tinder.
And why do you think, I'm just asking you, why do you think that is? You think it's just
because Tinder was meant for hookups.
And people don't want to be seen
hooking up.
It's okay. So people care what other people think.
Yeah.
Which right off the bat screws everything up.
Right. Because, yeah. You know, it's Tinder, right? Yeah. It should be no judgment. It should be like,
right.
Oh, hey, you were good. We'll meet up again. Or, oh, hey, that did not work. You were lousy.
You should put a suggestion in a Tinder that they put like a sticky up on the page. That says, if you care what other people think,
you should go
to another site.
I already sent him an email saying they should ban everybody who put not looking for a hookup
right
on their ban them.
That's right.
Sounds like we have a business opportunity here to start up a new website called
Just Hookups. Right? Because it's like...
Just Hookups.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what happened?
Just Hookups with the beer goggle rating system.
Yeah, right? I like that.
Yeah.
Right, I just it pissed me off.
Yeah,
and instead of swiping left or right, you gotta go up or down. That way,
up is super like, down is how you look at the profile, I think. But you don't want a super like because, and then the other thing is, why are healthy people on Tinder? Right, go out and have a. Everybody's like,
why? What do you mean? Why are healthy people on Tinder?
I like hiking. I don't care. Right,
well, you gotta like sound hiking. Good.
No, you
sound
don't.
Good.
Oh, they have a picture. Tinder should be. I get a couple pictures of you. I get to know that you're only 35 miles away, and I get to decide whether or not it's worth saying, "Hey,
driving 35
you
miles."
You want to watch? Right, whether it's worth driving.
Why do you
miles.
Need a profile on Tinder? Why can't you just include a couple pictures?
Right, that's all.
Say
it should
doable,
be.
Yes or no.
Right.
Sounds like just hook up some.
That's what it should be. It should be a. You saw one picture of me. Would you screw me?
Yeah.
Right? And it's changed.
Right.
People are putting up pictures of them, women with their kids, with their dog, hiking.
So it sounds like Tinder has become just like all the other dating sites, pretty
right,
much.
Right, which ruined it.
Yeah. Sorry to hear ruined that, it. Phil. For you. I'm sorry.
But now we have an opportunity, Phil. Maybe we need to work on something.
Just hookups?
Yeah, just hookups.
I'm not opposed to that.
.com.
I'm just wondering how well that works. I mean, maybe that works if you're a young, studly guy, but when you get beyond a certain age, things like
there's
that,
a lot of older women on for it. Tinder now, too. But that's really? The other scary thing, right? Like, you used to be able to go there and she'd be like, looking for an old guy for a daddy fantasy. And it's like, oh, hey, I'm old enough to be your dad. Let's,
there you go.
Know, let's
right.
do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, I'm 62 and grandmother. Not that. There's nothing sexy about that.
Looking for a grandson nothing. Hookup.
Hey, I like my grandmother. My wife, she's a grandmother. She's not 62, but she's...
I'm just saying.
You're busting right. on her. That's what you're doing.
I know, I am. But it's just not... It's just like, there's nothing sexy about that.
No, that... Well, it is for some people. That's why it takes all kinds.
I don't know. I don't trust those kind of people. I just don't. When we get back, we're going to go to Warren's topic.
We are.
I thought we were done because we were doing an hour, right?
We still got time. I should say that into the mic, right?
Yes.
We still have time, right? Because we got like, I don't know, 15 minutes?
Do we really?
Really? I think maybe.
Yeah,
wow.
Okay. Well, stick around. We'll find out what's going on.
20? What's wrong with the clock here?
I don't know.
So we'll figure it out. All
right.
Yeah, we did find out something on the break that we didn't record this time.
That's why we didn't record.
It's a good thing we didn't.
We were still talking about Tinder for some reason.
And well, I told you we would probably continue our conversations.
And Phil, we found out, was not using Tinder professionally.
that is true.
That's right.
I mean, that's how I got my gigolo job.
He was purely an amateur.
As an amateur.
So his Olympic status is secure.
Yes, I can go to the Olympics, which is another great place to hook up from what I hear.
All right, so also in the break, we had a huge argument about how we're supposed to be doing this new show.
There are no rules.
All right, and
that's the main thing.
Until you do something and he yells at you, right? There are no rules. Still, you did it wrong.
Unless you don't follow the rules.
Unless you don't follow Ken's rule.
That's right.
There are no rules until I create them. Ken did the conversation and it said, Phil, there are no rules, but you did this wrong.
There you go.
I mean, that's literally what he said to me. Then I said, I did it how you told me. And he goes, no, I didn't say that. And then he told us what he told us, which is exactly what I told him.
I didn't say that at all.
So I'm going to follow the rules.
Which rules? Okay. The new rules or the old rules?
We'll find out. Then you guys have to drive it back and just toss out verbal hand grenades every now and then.
I don't know why that's so hard to understand. Thank you, Warren.
So the subject is drone delivery.
Okay.
I'll get it started with saying that 7-Eleven just finished their first month of delivery of products by drone.
7-Eleven?
I can get my 7-11. 40?
I can get
my 40? They'll be sipping me my 40?
I want to see a drone come in and bring me a Slim Jim.
He'll bring me a 40 ounce and some blunts.
Yeah, some blunts.
Some blunts.
I don't know if you get those at 7-Eleven.
Blunts?
Well, it depends on what.
They got
Philly blunts there. They definitely got.
You got to split it and relit it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Drone delivery.
Okay. I'm perfectly okay with the idea of drone delivery. Depending on what it is that they're delivering, I guess. Right? I mean,
taquitos.
I mean, food. I don't see a problem like that. I don't see a problem with that. I mean, a drone delivering
big
it.
Big gulps.
I might be a little bit worried about the possibility of being hit by a pizza, walking down the street.
That'd be like my best day ever. What happened? Maybe a pepperoni pizza fell from heaven. I'd build a church on that site.
Not if the drone came with it.
Well, you know, I mean, that's... I'd be worried that somebody else would get my order. I worry enough when I call the damn delivery guy who doesn't speak English.
Phil would be...
82nd and 3rd?
What? Phil would see a drone with a pizza box hanging there. He'd track it.
Yeah.
Then he'd be like throwing ropes up trying to knock it down and stuff.
He'd get a net gun.
Yeah, right, yep.
There you go. That's exactly... You know, I'd get something. I'd give me something like that or a little... You know, some crossbow so I can...
You probably wouldn't want to take the drone down. Because that could be really expensive if there's a camera on it and they get an image of you doing it. Drones are expensive, but a pizza, they're not going to come after you.
Well, you put a black mask, like you do a robbery.
But then your food gets dropped or whatever it is.
You catch it, you run and you catch the pizzas, it's coming down.
Yeah, there's no way that doesn't become a YouTube video and I get busted anyways.
That's right.
No way that doesn't happen. I'm not opposed to it, I just don't know... I don't see the practicality of it.
Well, Amazon just delivered their first package as well. Mm-hmm. In England, they delivered it, and they actually have a YouTube video.
Yeah.
So it was to a farmer, and he got it delivered in this field next to his house.
It really didn't come up to the house and drop it off. It's very, very practical, actually.
But is it? I mean, it's practical on the consumer part, but not on the business part, right?
No, I think it is.
It's impossible.
You're only delivering one. You're running it with only one package.
Okay, right, exactly. You're only running one package.
You're only running.
So in the morning, mm-hmm. I'm paying. I'm going to get rid of 7-Eleven because I don't know who would want a flying taquito, anyways.
Right.
But I'm UPS.
Yes.
Right. Or I'm UPS.
Amazon.
I'm Amazon who ships through UPS.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody from Amazon Prime who's getting free shipping calls me up and they says, "Hey, I need a pencil holder.
I need a drone delivered by drone.
I need a pencil holder."
Sure.
Right. He say, "Okay, man, that'd be $4, and we'll eat the shipping because you're a Prime member."
Right.
Right. So. As Amazon, I can dump it on the truck. The UPS truck gets 75% off the shipping, so it costs me $1 to send to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or I can pay a guy $20 an hour to fly the drone.
Yeah, but it's the drone.
On the UPS truck, that one guy who's making maybe 20 bucks. He still might be making the same 20 bucks an hour, but he's delivering 700 pack. He's delivering 400 packages that day.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to Amazon because Amazon, they only care about what they're called. You don't believe me.
But Amazon pays for the free shipping.
Exactly. They do. They pay for the shipping all the time. That's the thing. Everybody that's there, they cost Prime out based on how much money they are going to pay on average, because somebody who ships a lot, they're going to lose money on. But they're looking on average, right? And they're saying, how much can I make a little bit of money?
But you're tenfolding the cost of shipping.
No, I don't think so.
How not?
Because the drone
can carry... Okay. Say the drone base for Amazon is here in Manassas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you get an order to have something delivered by drone into
Leesburg.
D.C.
No, they won't go that far. The drones, they're not. They're going to be electric, and they're not going to be... They're going to be very short range.
Okay, how long would it take a drone to fly from here to the other end of Manassas? 15 minutes?
Maybe.
Okay, so you just spent a half an hour, mm-hmm. not including the loading it on there, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You just spent a half an hour shipping one package,
mm-hmm.
where that same package on the back of the truck
mm-hmm.
takes about 3 minutes.
To be delivered?
Right, because it's being done as part of a route.
It doesn't matter. It's still the same. It doesn't matter to Amazon. They're only looking at the standpoint of cost.
No, because UPS mm-hmm. charges Amazon for the things.
Okay,
right?
The laborers.
Somebody has to pay the drone pilot.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay,
and Amazon will.
Right. So Amazon will. Mm-hmm. So Amazon's going to be paying somebody 20 bucks an hour, or they can have somebody deliver it for 8 cents. For 8 cents.
You're thinking about this too wrong. You're thinking that one drone operator can operate one drone.
How many drones can he operate at a time responsibly?
Maybe 60.
Okay,
they're automated.
You're still five times short of the truck.
No, because you don't know that they're not going to be, for drone delivery, they're not going to charge an upcharge for that. Because it's quicker. I can get it in 15 minutes. Or I can get it in an hour. Right?
Right. Well, so you don't know if all of a sudden it's more expensive...
Amazon's not stupid.
If it's all of a sudden more expensive...
Yes.
What's the point in buying Amazon? I might as well go to the store and get it.
No.
Because
I can get it. I can get it in an hour or an hour and a half.
And I don't have to see anybody.
And I don't have to deal with anybody. It just shows up. The drone lands on my property with what I needed. I need it right now. The quickest way I can get it with Amazon Prime right now, or I can pay for overnight shipping, I can pay the upcharge... and get the overnight shipping is overnight.
The drone is not...
I can't get it. The whole point of the drone delivery is that it's something you could get within a couple hours.
The thing with also
the
drones...
You couldn't do that with UPS.
One of the drawbacks of drones is it's not going to deliver to your porch if it's got a covered porch. It has to deliver somewhere it can land.
Right, but that's an easy problem for them to solve, right? Because they nowadays with computers, they can look at it and say whether or not delivery to your address is possible.
Drones at a time. Yeah.
No, a computer... A computer, I'm telling you, you're going to have a guy who's going to be in charge of a bunch of drones. But with for Christ's sake, we got autonomous cars already. You don't think they're going to be able to do that with drones easier? Because you don't have nearly the issues to deal with.
I think that's where you're going to see the big delivery changes. I don't think drones are the way. It's going to be automated, driverless automated cars.
No, I disagree. I totally disagree with you, because that doesn't
work. It'll shoot it out the side of the vehicle.
No, I don't think that works.
Doesn't work for delivery in an urban environment.
I just don't think
traffic.
I don't think the drones are financial.
No.
I think the upcharge.
A drone cannot deliver to an apartment.
A drone could deliver to an apartment building.
Right.
And then whoever's next door picks it up and walks off with it.
But that's... No, people... how do you think it happens right now? They deliver it, and there's usually an office and apartments, and they hold the stuff for you because it's at your address.
Yeah, but who's going to go into the building?
Had an apartment?
The drone's not going inside. Have you ever lived in an apartment building?
Yes, yes.
Okay, did your manager, walk out and say, oh, hey, there's something out there? No. If you don't bring it into the office, he don't give a damn.
No, I'm saying okay, UPS would come and deliver to the office.
Yeah.
Okay, and they would give all the packages that go to that apartment complex.
Right.
And you'd get a notice that you had a package to pick up
right.
at the front
so
desk.
So the drone leaves it out front.
And the drone leaves it out front. You don't think that the apartment complex would do it? I disagree. I disagree.
Totally not.
I think they will.
You haven't lived in an apartment building in recently then?
Yes, I have.
You know, when I lived in Chicago.
I know somebody who has.
The apartment building I lived in Chicago, they wouldn't do it in the winter.
My daughter lived in an apartment building about 6 months ago, and she got deliveries and wasn't a problem.
Yeah, but they got walked in.
I understand that, but nobody's had drones to deal with, so we don't know what the situation's going
to
be.
The guy who's making $6 an hour to sit behind the counter and pick his nose.
They're doing a little better than that.
Pick his nose. They're doing
$15
an hour now.
Yeah, $15 an hour to go pick his nose.
But he's not going to get up in the middle of winter in Chicago, walk outside, and pick up a package.
Ain't going to do it on a rainy day.
I don't think you
know. What do you do when it rains?
Okay. Well, I don't know. Does the drones deliver in the rain?
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't answer that question, so I don't know.
The ones that I've seen maybe not be an issue. Or probably can't.
Yeah.
High wind?
Kind of winds, yeah.
Right?
Well, high wind, no, they probably can't do it either.
Right. I mean, it's the truck... Right? The truck don't care. Well, high winds, yeah, well, whatever.
The truck cares in the winter in Chicago.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it still makes it around.
Yeah, but not to all neighborhoods. They won't be able to deliver in some neighborhoods.
It's going to be really curious to see how the AI cars deal with Chicago winter.
No UPS was delivering in my neighborhood the last big snowstorm we got because nothing was moving in my neighborhood.
So. FedEx brought stuff to my house when... But after my road, you couldn't even get up.
But they did. They bring you taquitos.
No, and nobody wants flying taquitos.
Maybe.
I don't think drone delivery is practical.
We'll see. But look, here's
40 years. We're gonna look back at the show.
No, because he's saying that 7-Elevens are already making deliveries with a drone now, and Amazon.
They're just doing it to get on TV. It's free advertising
in Reno.
It's free advertising.
So why is Amazon doing it?
It's free advertising.
Amazon doesn't need free advertising. You don't think we're going to have drone deliveries on Amazon? Okay, I'll tell you what. If we both live long enough to collect on this bet, I'll bet you $500 we will see drone deliveries on Amazon.
You know I don't bet money with
Because
you lose.
I've already told you Amazon is delivering with the drone now.
What are you talking about? You just bought me a meal.
That's not a real bet. But you bought me five guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Amazon is already delivering with drones. They've done it in England.
Thank you.
But they deliver it to the middle of a field. They deliver it to the middle of a field.
A field near you. They don't deliver to a field.
He didn't say that. He just said a field.
That's a field. Okay. But I'm saying a field near you, right?
I'm just saying it's impractical.
Well, they don't deliver to a field near me.
By the time you throw in what you'd have to pay extra for the cost-wise, it's not worth it.
We'll see.
Plus, out by me, you don't think those drones are going to get shot down all the time?
We will see.
Hell, I'm going to go out there and shoot them down. Be like flying Christmas every day. Woo-wee!
Yeah.
I'll look
and the drone's going to look down on you with his camera and say, see ya!
Yeah, not with my rifle hitting them from further than their camera consuming.
Okay, well, if you're just shooting your rifle off in your neighborhood up in
no
the air
one will
like
even
that,
notice.
No one will even notice.
There are gunshots in my neighborhood all the time.
Okay.
Right, literally, that's how I wake up every morning because somebody can't shoot a deer.
Okay, well, I think it is, and I think drone delivery will be commonplace in the next 5 years.
I hope you're wrong.
I think I'm. I
because Phil said he'd buy right. me. He said if he wins the bet, he's going to buy me dinner.
Okay, well, good.
Instead of buying you dinner, I'm gonna buy Warren dinner.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just to spite you.
That's fine. I want cash anyways. I didn't ask for a meal.
So. Anyways, that was our. Are we done with that?
Yeah, we beat that one.
We beat that one up pretty good. Yeah. So this was our first attempt at this kind of show.
Right, and do you like it?
Well, maybe the second attempt, depending on when you hear it.
It only matters if we like it.
Right. I mean, I'm not opposed. I mean, I love the fact that there are no rules unless you violate a rule Ken wants you to have.
That's the rule. The rule is there are no rules unless Ken says there are.
Right. So I mean, a little bit of clarity in the future would be helpful.
Then all you have to do is ask Ken. Ask Ken. Did Ken create any rules this week?
Ken has to give us one
Ken
consistent answer.
Ken makes the rules.
I will.
If you don't know what the rule is, refer to rule number one.
I will give you the very, very short list of rules at dinner tonight. How's that?
All right, that works. You're buying dinner tonight is what I heard, right?
Warren's buying dinner.
Warren's buying dinner.
Yes.
But I'm not opposed to it. I don't mind. I thought it was fun. I thought it was entertaining. Warren?
Eh.
Warren doesn't like it. His wife's not going to let him come down for this. The motorcycle's one thing. That's probably totally...
Nah, it was okay. It was okay. We'll have to see how it develops over a few shows.
Ken?
I liked it. The time went fast, I'll tell you that.
And time did go fast. And we've always said if time goes fast, it's
that's
a good
sign, right?
That's always a good show.
Yeah. We'll see. I imagine we'll have about 60,000 listeners not respond at all, meaning they loved it.
Right. That means they loved it.
That's right.
We'll keep doing it.
Yep. Right.
All right, folks.
We'll
come back next week and
we might be in studio.
And we might not.
Who knows?
Who knows?